contestants are a research compliance manager from Silver Spring, Maryland, Andrea Dragan. A program officer from Arlington, Virginia, Emmy Crawford. And our returning champion, an adjunct professor from New York, New York, Chris Sundering, whose one day cash winnings total $16,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. If you folks have ever wondered what a truly surprised look on someone's face appears to be, then you should have been watching the end of yesterday's program when Chris became champion. Emmy and Andrea, will one of you be able to replace him? We're going to start finding out right now. Good luck. Here we go. Today's first round features these categories. Biographies and memoirs, followed by 40-something. Translated cities, TV stars, stagey dialogue, and finally, the Mandela effect, in which very strong memories turn out to not quite match the facts. Chris, start.
Let's try Mandela effect for 600.
Many recall growing up with a brand of Jiffy This, but the brand is just called Jif. Chris.
What is peanut butter?
Yep.
Mandela effect for 800.
Many swear that Queen sings Of the World at the very end of this single, but that part comes in the middle. Chris.
What is We Are the Champions?
Yes.
Mandela effect for 1,000.
Some people think that chartreuse is a pink, but it is a mix of yellow and this color. Chris again.
It's green.
Green is right.
TV stars for 600.
He hosted the Golden Globes four times between 2010 and 2016, and again in 2020. Emmy.
Who's Ricky Gervais?
Good.
TV stars four.
Media moguls Rupert Murdoch and Sumner Redstone were inspirations for Brian Cox's character on this HBO family drama. Chris.
What is Succession?
That's it.
TV stars for 800.
After 12 seasons, in 2011, Christopher Maloney said goodbye to his character Elliot Stabler on this drama. Chris.
What is Law & Order SVU?
Yes.
TV stars 1,000.
This movie star gets wild on TNT's Animal Kingdom as the matriarch of a criminal clan. Emmy.
Who is Barkin?
Ellen Barkin, right.
Translated cities 2.
The Meadows, Nevada. Andrea.
What is Las Vegas?
Right.
I'll take TV stars for 200.
Everybody loved this sitcom star as Zoe Kazan's dad in The Big Sick. Andrea.
Who is Romano?
Ray Romano, yeah.
I'll go biographies and memoirs for 200.
At the end of this book, Piper Kerman thanked the women of Danbury Federal Correctional Institution for changing her life. Andrea.
What is Orange is the New Black?
Yep.
I'll take biographies for 400.
Permanent record by this NSA contractor and Russia resident says as a child, he hacked the clocks at home so he could stay up late. Emmy.
Who is Snowden?
Yep.
Biographies and memoirs for 6.
This Michelle Obama memoir was the best-selling hardcover book of 2018. Andrea?
What is Becoming?
That's the title.
I'll go biographies 800.
Deirdre Baer's 2019 Parisian Lives is a memoir of writing the biographies of Simone de Beauvoir and this Irish-born playwright. Andrea.
Who is Wilde?
No. Emmy.
Who is Beckett?
Samuel Beckett, correct.
Biographies, 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double in the round. And at the moment, you are just $800 off Chris's lead.
Let's do a true Daily Double, Alex.
All right, for 5,000. 600, here is your clue. Biographies by Walter Isaacson include Steve Jobs and one about this man, subtitled His Life and Universe.
Who is Hawking?
You picked the wrong one. Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein. All right, that drops you down to zero, and it drops us into the first commercial break of this half hour. Back in a moment. Andrea Dragan is from Maryland. You got to see the launch of a SpaceX Rocket. Where did this take place? Here in Southern California?
Actually, it was in Cape Canaveral, Florida. With my husband, I was able to see the launch of the Falcon 9 rocket.
Is that a big one?
It was a pretty big one. Yeah, it looked big to me.
Noisy?
Very noisy, but it's so interesting how much you see and then you hear and feel. It was really an incredible experience.
Good for you. Emmy Crawford is a program officer from Arlington, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Who got to attend the landing of the last
yes.
ever space shuttle.
Yes.
So there's a takeoff there and a landing here.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
By pure coincidence, I was on a plane going to Orlando next to a guy wearing a NASA pin. And he said, hey, we started talking. He said, you're a NASA fan. And I said, absolutely. He said, well, while you're here, it just so happens that I have a couple of extra seats for the landing of the STS-135. It was perfect.
Okay, good. Two perfect experiences. I love that. Chris Sundarick is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. Recently received a grant. I want to hear about that.
That's right. I received a grant from the Union of Concerned Scientists to develop a zero waste initiative in New York City. And so I'm working with scientists and activists to expand composting and recycling programs and reduce the amount of landfill waste that the city generates.
Good for you. All right. Emmy, you're in command of the board.
May I please have stagey dialogue for 200?
I see you are prepared to take over, waiting in these side areas, so to speak. Andrea.
What are the wings?
The wings, yes.
I'll take Mandela effect for 400.
Despite what you might remember, this actor is not wearing sunglasses when he dances to old-time rock and roll in Risky Business. Emmy.
Who is Cruz?
Tom Cruise is the one.
Stagey for 4.
Sitting quietly at the party until she comes up with one of her perfectly timed quips. She's a real this stealer. Emmy.
What is a scene
yes.
stealer? Stagey for 6.
I fear that is all the time we have now to bring down or ring down this piece of equipment. Chris.
What are curtains?
Yes.
Translated cities for 400.
Red Stick, Louisiana. Emmy.
What is Baton Rouge?
Good.
Translated for 6.
River of January, Brazil. Andrea.
What is Rio de Janeiro?
Correct.
Translated cities 8.
Eat, Germany. Emmy.
What is Munich?
No. Andrea or Chris? What is Essen? Eat. Andrea.
Finish up the category translated for 1,000.
Of the monks, Iowa. Andrea.
What is Des Moines?
Good.
I'll take stagey dialogue for 800.
It was the perfect moment to tell our friends the news, but you missed your this, the signal to speak up. Chris?
What is Q?
Q, that's it, with less than a minute to go.
40-something for 600.
Each human cell normally contains 46 of these. Chris?
What are chromosomes?
Yes.
40-something, 800.
In 1912, it became the last of the lower 48 to gain statehood. And that would be Arizona. Chris?
40-something, 1,000.
A 2017 CNN story said Bush, these two numbers, teamed up on the first pitch of World Series Game 5. Chris?
What is 41 and 43?
Correct.
40-something, 400.
This three-volume work, completed around 1455, is sometimes called the 42-line Bible. And that's a reference to the Gutenberg Bible. Three clues left, Chris.
Stagey dialogue, 1,000.
Your presentation was a real one of these. A song that gets such long applause that it halts the action. Emmy.
What is a showstopper?
Right. And with that, you go to 1,400, which means you go first when we start Double Jeopardy. Right after this. All right, Emmy, you're in third place. You know that. You'd like to be in first place.
Yes, sir.
Maybe these categories will help in the Double Jeopardy round. Places in fantasy. Ends, each correct response, ends with a three-letter body part. That's followed by battle, ships, classic songs, life, and all kinds of stuff insured by Lloyd's of London. Start us off.
Classic songs for 4.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a this. Chris.
What is amore?
Yes.
Places in Fantasy, 1200.
Home of House Tyrell, Highgarden is a fertile wine-growing region on this continent. Chris?
What is Westeros?
Good.
Places in Fantasy, 16.
Answer. Daily Double. There you go.
Let's make it 3,000.
Three it is. The name of this two-word ancestral dwelling in Tolkien is a play on the translation of the French cul-de-sac.
What is Middle Earth?
No, what is Bag End?
Ah,
Bag End. All right, you didn't lose too much. You're at 5,200. Go.
Places in Fantasy 2000.
Much of the action in the files of this guy, the city's resident practicing professional wizard, takes place in Chicago. And his name is Harry Dresden. Let's go somewhere else, Chris.
Places in Fantasy 800.
All right. In Bill Willingham's graphic novels, Bigby, this foe of Riding Hood, is the sheriff of Fabletown. Andrea.
What is Nottingham?
Nope. Emmy?
Who is the big bad wolf?
Yes, this foe.
Classic songs for 8.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, this. Andrea.
What a wonderful world.
Yep, pretty soon.
Classic songs for 1200.
Smile, if you know that Smile, based on an instrumental theme in the movie Modern Times, was composed by this star. Andrea.
Who is Chaplin?
Yes, Charlie Chaplin.
Classic song 1600.
Here's a little something you might have heard on St. Paddy's Day. Listen. Chris.
What is those Irish eyes are smiling?
No. Emmy or Andrea? You were close. What is When Irish Eyes Are Smiling? Andrea, back to you.
Classic 2000.
Glory to the Lord. Leonard Cohen reportedly wrote as many as 80 verses to this song. Chris.
What is Hallelujah?
Good.
Insured by Lloyd's for 1200.
Lloyd's honored every policy after this 1906 disaster, paying out a modern equivalent of more than $1 billion. Andrea.
What is the San Francisco earthquake?
Yes.
I'll take insured by Lloyd's for 1600.
Lloyd's insured many airships, including this one that came to a disastrous end in 1937. Andrea.
What is the Hindenburg?
Good.
I'll take Lloyd's for 2000.
Lloyd's set up a signal station on this canine Canadian island, and it was the first to hear of the Titanic sinking. Chris.
What is Labrador?
No. Andrea.
What is Newfoundland?
You are right.
I'll take ends in three-letter body part 400.
To take someone's weapons away. Emmy?
What is disarm?
Disarm, yes.
Body part 8.
It's the special type of lens used to produce the effect seen here. Emmy?
What is a fisheye?
Good.
Body part 12?
In Britain, this pastime is called knots and crosses. Emmy?
What is tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
Body part 16?
Answer. The other Daily Double. And you know what? You're in a position to take the lead away from Andrea.
3,000, please.
All right. Here's the clue. This other name for tetanus refers to one of its most common symptoms.
What is lockjaw?
That's it.
Body part 2,000.
The fruit of a rambler or damask. What is rose hip? Back to you, Emmy.
Life for 4.
This chemical is the messenger that carries the genetic code to the parts of the cell that make proteins. Chris.
What is mRNA? Messenger RNA. What is messenger RNA?
Thank you.
Oof. Life for 1200.
Ticks and tapeworms are examples of these creatures that take nutrition with no benefit to their host. Chris.
What is a parasite?
Parasite. That's
life for 16.
5 feet long in humans, this part comes in near the end of digestion and performs the vital task of absorbing water and vitamins. Chris.
What are the large intestines?
That's it.
Life for 2000.
This rhyming phrase describes the nervous system's response to facing stress or danger. Chris.
What is fight or flight?
That's it.
Battleships for 12.
The coat of arms of USS Monterey bears the image of this general and future president, fittingly shown during the Mexican War. And that man is Zachary Taylor. Chris, back to you.
Battleship 16.
USS Bunker Hill is based at this biggest West Coast Navy base, diagonally across the country from the battle site. Andrea?
What is San Diego?
Good, with less than a minute now.
Battleships 2000.
A cruiser built at Pascagoula, Mississippi, bears the name of this other Mississippi burg that made 1863 headlines. Emmy?
What is Sharpsburg?
Nope. Andrea?
What is Vicksburg?
You are right.
I'll take Lloyd's 800.
Lloyd's of London insured this airplane for $18,000 for an important 1927 transatlantic flight. Chris?
What is the Spirit of St. Louis?
Correct.
Life 800.
It's not usually thought of as an organ, but for an average human, it's the largest and can cover 20 square feet. Emmy?
What is skin?
Skin is right.
Battleships 8.
USS Princeton is the sixth U.S. ship to bear the name of a battle of this war. Andrea?
What is the Revolutionary War?
Good. And with that, you move up to 12,600. All three of you in pretty good shape as you get ready for Final Jeopardy. Here comes the category for you. Fairs and expositions. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment to reveal the clue.
Today's clue for you, brought to you by the brain supplement Neuriva. This vital neuroprotein is known to support connections between brain cells. The correct response, what is BDNF? We'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after this.
Right now, Long Bath is giving you $1,000 off your shower or bathtub remodel. And we can even get the job done in as little as one day. It's like you won't even see us there. And because it's often the things you don't see that matter the most, our showers and tubs are guaranteed. They never chip, crack, or leak. So your new bath or shower will last you a lifetime. Call Long Bath today.
Isn't it time you got along?
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Emmy Crawford, you're the first player we're going to come to in a moment or two. Right now, though, I want to remind everybody that the category for final is fairs and expositions, and I will now reveal the clue for the three of you. To celebrate the 500th anniversary of a major event, Seville, Spain, and Genoa, Italy, both had expositions in this year. 30 seconds. Good luck. Emmy, as promised, we come to you first. You are in third place with $6,400. What did you write down as your response? You wrote down, what is 1492? You were probably thinking of the voyage of Christopher Columbus in 1492, and he is associated with both of those places. And that's right, and it'll add $6,200. You bump up to $12,600. Let's come to Chris now. He's not looking very happy. It didn't come to him, and it didn't. If it doesn't come to you early, you're in trouble. He picked 1492 instead, forgetting that we're talking about more recent event, and so it'll cost him $3,600. He drops to $6,000. Over to Andrea. She's tied with Emmy for the lead. Did she come up with 1992? Did she risk more than a dollar? Oh, yes, she did. $6,601. She's the new champion at $19,201. Way to go. Great game. Thank you, all three. And thank you for tuning us in. Do it again tomorrow, won't you? Bye.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. We'll be right back.
tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC 7 takes you inside customs at Dulles International Airport. What travelers are now facing as they return to the U.S. Plus word that more local restrictions could be coming tomorrow.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. A leading expert says he was close to a coronavirus vaccine years ago, but no one would fund it.
It's not a priority.
Why he says we haven't learned from past outbreaks. Spotlight on America, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 6.
Tracking the rain moving into the area, how long it lasts at 11.